Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, October 10th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
State Roundup. More targets foster care system for repair following teen suicide. Officials flock to BWI to support federal workers. Governor Westmore has promised to repair Maryland's foster care system following the tragic suicide of a teen girl under the state's supervision. Meanwhile, state and federal officials showed support for BWI workers who are working without pay during the government shutdown. In other news, a class action lawsuit has been filed against the Maryland Department of Health over Medicaid waiver issues, and a veteran of the Department of Budget and Management will serve as acting budget secretary as the search for a permanent replacement continues. Baltimore is seeing a concerning rise in infants born with syphilis, and Governor Moore has removed most of Baltimore's liquor board. Additionally, Anne Arundel County will apologize for its role in supporting slavery, and details from the Maryland State Board of Education shed light on dysfunction in Somerset County schools. Finally, crews are preparing to launch Baltimore County's first large-scale solar farm at a closed landfill in Parkton. Phoenix tax lawyer addresses federal tax treatment of rebate. Phoenix taxpayers are facing uncertainty regarding the federal tax implications of Arizona's 2023 family rebate. J. David Tax Law, a nationwide tax law firm, is providing guidance to help taxpayers navigate this issue. It is recommended to avoid hasty amendments, maintain detailed records, be aware of deadlines, and act promptly on IRS notices. Individual circumstances vary, so seeking personalized advice from a Phoenix tax attorney is crucial. The ongoing dispute revolves around how the rebate should be classified under federal income tax regulations. J. David Tax Law offers services such as transcript and risk assessment, deadline assessment, clear options memorandum, representation, and continuous updates to support Phoenix taxpayers through this process.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.